story of Ruth Wayne and her problems as a woman, as well as a nurse, a wife, and a mother. Today's episode in just a moment, after this message from our sponsor.
Yes, Ruth. What is it?
I'm awfully sorry to bother you at this hour, but it's Mrs. Milanchik.
What's wrong?
She's in pain, bad pain.
How long now?
I'm not sure. She didn't call me, but I woke up a few minutes ago and heard her. I didn't want to wake Dr. Carville. He gets little enough sleep as it is, but...
Well, I'm glad you called me. I'll be right over.
Almost 2 a.m. It's been a difficult day for Ruth Wayne, Big Sister, coming after several days of shocks and unpleasant surprises. So it is little wonder that her face is drawn as she hears Reed's car pull up and hurries to open the door.
Hello, Ruth.
Hello, Reed. I'm sorry to call you at this hour.
Forget it. I told you I was glad you did, instead of waking Dr. Carville. When did it start?
I don't really know. I woke up a little after one, heard her moaning and talking in her sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to go in at first. Thought it might be a nightmare. Then I realized it wasn't.
Almost an hour, huh? Is she conscious?
No, not really. Her mind is wandering a little. I didn't want to wake her. I knew if I did, she'd only deny the whole thing, say she was fine.
Mm-hmm. Let's go up.
Is this significant, Reed? This sudden increase in pain? Does it mean...
Well, it's a little hard to tell, Ruth. I'll have to wait until I see her.
Hello, Mrs. Milanchik.
Sophie. It should be you, Sophie.
No, Mrs. Milanchik. It's Ruth Wayne.
She is wandering. Doesn't realize.
Who is that come with you, Sophie? Who will take you out? Where you go so late?
It's all right, Mrs. Milanchik. Really, it is.
It's not all right, Sophie. It's not. How can I make you understand? I want only one thing in the world. You should be happy. But this child you are yet is only for you. I tell you this because I love you. Because you, my Sophie, is all I got in the whole world.
You mustn't worry about it, Mrs. Milanchik. Everything's going to be all right.
Oh, so nice, your hand, Sophie. Will really be all right. Maybe yes. Because this is first time you ever... Miss Wayne, is you?
Yes, Mrs. Milanchik. And Dr. Bannister.
Hello, Mrs. Milanchik. How are you?
Oh, fine, fine. Still a little tired, but... What you do here? It's already tomorrow.
No, not quite.
Tomorrow... Oh, look, it's dark outside. It's night. Late. What time?
A little after 2.
2 o'clock. Why you be up so late, Miss Wayne? And you, Dr. Bannister, you still not tell me why you are here.
You didn't seem to be sleeping, Mrs. Milanchik. I didn't think you were feeling very well.
You mean I wake you up? You make Dr. Bannister come all the way over here. Oh, why you do that, Miss Wayne?
I wanted to take a look at you, Mrs. Milanchik. See what was bothering you.
It's nothing bother me, Doctor. Nothing. Except I make you so much trouble. You, Miss Wayne. Oh, maybe I have bad dream. Talk in sleep.
Well, that's possible. How do you feel?
Oh, fine. I tell you before, fine. Still a little tired.
That's all? No more pain than you had before?
No. Nothing. I feel very good.
Well, what about right here?
No, doctor. It's all right. Not hurt. Not even a little bit.
Would you like a little water, Mrs. Milanchik?
What? Oh, yes. A little water be fine. I get a little thirsty.
Here you are.
Thank you, Miss Wayne. Thank you very much. Oh, what you be doing there, doctor?
Hmm? Oh, this is just a hypodermic. You've seen them before, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I am see. I never have.
Oh, would you bend your arm a little? Huh? That's right. Now, this isn't going to hurt, just... There we are. As a matter of fact, if you have been feeling uncomfortable, this will help you sleep.
Sleep. That is all I am doing now. Sleep. Sleep more last few days than whole life before.
If you are, it's because you need it. We'll leave you now, Mrs. Milanchik. I'm going to see Dr. Bannister to the door, and then I'll be back in my room. And if there's anything you want...
Nothing, Miss Wayne. I not want nothing. I'm all of a sudden feeling very, very good. I think maybe I will sleep.
The story of Big Sister will continue after this message from our sponsor.
What do you think, Reed?
She's bad, Ruth. Really quite bad. A lot of pain. Even though she keeps fighting it, won't admit it.
I know. If you only knew how awful I feel about it. How attached to her I've become.
Well, it's going to be worse, Ruth. You've got to face that. She's going to need a lot more attention. I'll call the registry tomorrow and get a nurse over here.
Oh, no, Reed, you can't do that. At least, well, I'd rather you didn't.
Why not?
You know how she is, shy and timid. She's gotten used to me. Possibly because she feels that there's some connection between me and Hope. Her Sophie. And I think she likes me. But if someone else came in, a stranger, particularly a nurse, I'm afraid it would frighten her. Make her realize just how sick she really is. I've been taking care of her. I'd like to go on taking care of her.
Oh, certainly. By all means. I've got a couple of serious cases over at the county hospital. Wouldn't you like to take them over, too?
Why, Reed.
Ruth, just who do you think you are, anyway? How much responsibility do you think you can assume and go on assuming? First of all, for yourself and Richard, ever since John left. And because he left. Then responsibility for John, trying to get him straightened out. Then for Dr. Carville, his health and state of mind, as well as your regular work at the office. Then Nettie, and now Mrs. Malinchik. A full-time nursing job as well as everything else. Are you sure you don't want me to pick up a few more little chores for you, Ruth, just to fill up your day?
Do you really have to go home tonight, Reed? Why don't you stay here in Diane's old room? And then you can sleep a little later in the morning. You do look awfully tired.
That's right. Me. We forgot all about that, didn't we? Another little thing to worry about. The friend and colleague. That would just be about the last straw, wouldn't it? And... Oh, I'm sorry, Ruth. I am a little tired. But that's not the reason I let go like that. It's just that it's all been bottled up for so long now. So many things. Feeling as I do about you and worrying about you, the way you've been driving yourself, and about her.
I know, Reed. And I appreciate it. For myself and for Mrs. Malanchik.
About 2 o'clock in the morning in Glen Falls and in New York. Alone in his small apartment on Washington Square, John Wayne is not asleep either. Sitting at a desk near the window, pen in hand, he stares out at the dark city, then at the sheet of paper in front of him. Then abruptly he begins to write.
Ruth, my dearest, I don't know why I'm writing this. Perhaps when I'm finished, I will. I'm tired physically, but my brain is wound up like an eight-day clock. Things keep coming back to me. Memories, mostly. And since they all concerned you, before I knew it, I found myself at my desk. Possibly the analysis. My visits to Dr. Foster have something to do with it. This business of reliving things that are past. Oh, if you were here, my darling, I know what you would say. John, of course it's slow and it's painful, difficult. But isn't it that way with everything that's worthwhile? Well, you're not here, you're far away, and it suddenly occurs to me that what I'm doing really is practicing. practicing to see if, when the time comes, I ever will be able to come back to you. Bridge building, if you like. This is a good test, putting it all down in black and white. But if I can write it, does that still mean that I could ever say it all to you? I don't know. I just know that thinking of you this way, I feel better than I did. Better, stronger, and not quite so alone.
Pausing, John Wayne reads over what he has written. Then, just as he seems about to continue, he catches himself. A grim smile on his lips. He folds the letter carefully, tears it in small pieces, and drops them in the wastebasket. And now a message from our sponsor. Join us next time on Big Sister. John Scott speaking. Big Sister is a modern drama production.